one person keep asking repeatedly, even though we explained in Abhidhamma, Rupa is conditioned by four, Kama, Citta, Ahara, and Buddhu. But somehow this person, every once in a while, he come back to say, the earth, fire, wind, water, element are the beginning of everything. The beginning.
Not the beginning.
That's his idea. He keeps saying, where does the four principle Rupa come from? He asks the question, where does the four principle Rupa come from?
Everything is conditioned. No one can make it answer to him. Can he? Ask him whether he could. So it is his own thinking, considering whether he can make anything an answer or not. Whatever he said, can he do that? Can he make it?
It's more a question of where does the four principle Rupa come from. So we explain the Rupa are conditioned by Karma, Citta, Uttu, Ahara. But he still come back once in a while, ask the same question.
Because you see, he cannot understand whatever appears. See, now what appears, does he make it? So, if there is no temperature, can the weeds on the grass arise? Who make it arise?
He may just keep asking, then where does temperature come from?
Okay, keep asking what comes from, what comes from, what comes from,
right,
all the time.
Right.
But can he find out by thinking?
Exactly.
But by understanding that characteristic which appears, what is it? Whether it's that which experience or that which cannot experience it, nobody makes it. Otherwise, who makes the sky, the moon, the hill, and the heat and everything? Whose, whose, or what, or how come from?
Right.
And he cannot find the answer until he knows what is it. Whether it's that which cannot experience anything, and that which arises and experience whenever it arises. It cannot just arise without experience, because it's that dhatu element which arises to experience, not to do other things, not to be other things. It has to be that which can experience whatever appears now. Otherwise, that cannot be object of seeing, hearing, smelling. So ask him whether he has his own idea. So if it's not like this, it means that he can make it, or who else? If he cannot, to find the person who can make it. Because without the all these reality as the relation of the arising and falling away, because citta depends on cetasika, and cetasika depends on citta. Without citta, cetasika cannot arise, and without cetasika, citta cannot arise. And it's now, this moment. It's not just that which sees, but there must be the cetasika which conditions citta, and other conditions like the past karma, which we didn't talk about yet. And not just one condition, it's not one pachya.
Actually, I was just asking, discussed with me yesterday about sahajata pachaya. So, and the rupa arise first and then condition the later dhammas, like the chakkhupassada.
No, I mean that there are so many, many arisen realities and falsehood by conditions.
Yes.
There is not me, there is not anything, but there are realities. And they arise together, and they condition each other. Without this, there cannot be this. Without this, there cannot be. But when they arise together, who knows that they just arise by each of one at that moment to be such a sense. Otherwise, there would be no answer at all. Keep on asking, 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 and the answer is what? So it does mean that we can understand, because actually there is no I. So what is that? Doubt is wrong.
Can I pretend I'm the one who don't know? Okay, so what do you mean there's no I? This is I.
What is I? Quite pinpoint.
This whole thing
is
I.
No, not whole. Because there must be different parts together, not just one part. That can be you.
And all this together is me.
All this, but what is each one?
This is arm. This what is my arm, my shoulder.
Okay. Without hardness, can there be arm?
Yeah, no. There need to be
so
earth
what
element.
Is that?
But this earth element there, but this is my earth element.
Why do you say that it's mine? Because it's the earth element. The earth element must be just only the earth element. It cannot belong to anyone at all. No one can make it arise to own it as me or I.
No one can make it arise to own it.
If you can do, you own it.
Yeah.
But you cannot own because it's there by conditions. When you take it from my arm, it's gone. Completely. So where is that which has been completely gone, never to return at all? And this is the absolute truth that can be directly experienced, but not by ignorance, but by begin to understand what is it? Can it belong to me?
Okay, if the body does not belong to me, how
any
about
part of the body?
How about thinking? I can
thinking is not hardness. Thinking is not hard.
No, but I'm thinking.
If thinking does not arise, can there be I think?
But if thinking does not arise, but I make it I. When I wake up, I think.
Okay, what wakes up?
I wake up.
Without that rich experience,
eye.
Now I'm waking up without the thinking about now I have slept for forever. How many hours, see, so long or short. Without thinking, can there be the idea of I?
But without I, can there be
yes.
thinking?
Yes, but is the I yours?
Is I
the eyes yours?
Oh, is that eyes mine? Mm-hmm. I can blink, I can close my eyes.
Without the this, can you close your eyes?
No.
See? You said you can do, but without all this reality, where's I? Can do what? Nothing at all. No I.
I'm pretending to be
yeah,
the one.
I know.
Yeah. For anyone who hasn't heard before,
right.
They have doubts and they want to know about I and person, personality. But what you take for I can be broken up in a split seconds.
But even when you break into very, very
okay.
small.
Is that dust you?
No.
See? And when the dust come together, and then there is the shape and form, then you take it for something, my body, the whole, and you can separate each part because it can be experienced. And without understanding the arising and falling me as no self, the idea of my, me,
mm-hmm.
is that. But where is it I?
But if it's not, if there's no I, then how can I hear? How can I think?
There can be hearing by conditions and then false way in 3 seconds. Is that hearing you? It's fall away right now. No hearing when there is no sound appearing. So where is it I? As soon as it's hearing, you think that I hear, it's gone. The I was gone completely, never to return.
But it's not I who's gone, the sound is gone. I'm still here.
So where is the I? Where is I? Still here. Where is that I? Is the throat I? Is the teeth I?
It's part of my, part of I.
When they are broken up, different ways, scattered around. The eye is there, scattered around. Or what?
The eye is broken.
Scattered.
Scattered, right.
So, I, scattered. The scattered eye, or what?
it can be broken up to that degree. A bomb, see, whatever.
Because people can use car like a different component of a car. But,
okay.
But even if you take
yep.
apart every part, mm-hmm. there's no car.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it together, there's a car.
That's just like this body and everything that you take for I. Mm-hmm. No matter is that which experiences or that which cannot experience. When they are there together, the thinking with ignorance, how it is conditioned to arise, and it is falling away all the time, each one, unknowingly, because they are together as image, mm-hmm. nimitta of something. Mm-hmm. So this one has fallen away, the other one succeeded instantly, rapidly. How can you experience the arising and falling away of anyone? So you think that it's there all the time. That's why in order to understand clearly, perfectly, there must be the understanding with direct awareness, no thinking. Just attain, aware, the characteristic as it is. And then after that, pandai sotcha, in order to experience the arising and then the falling away. Now we touch, it doesn't appear like arising and falling away at all. But later on, panya, which just be aware of one characteristic, nothing for you to know or to understand, just one. Then you see it so clear all around that only one. No doubt about that. The characteristic of each one. Then you know that that characteristic cannot be I. And the experience of this is not the experience of that. So even the experience is not you. All realities are different by than natures, conditioned by different pachya. For example, the body which is conditioned by kamma is different from the matter which is conditioned by utu. We think that I, because we think that it's permanent. Seeing doesn't fall away, just keep on seeing all the time, no matter when we talk about and we hear the words. But there's seeing in between. See, so how fast, uncountable reality is now. Because for that which appears now, has to impinge on the eye base, just the very small.
Maybe like this kind of cure.
Yeah. Because you see that if we can consider by ourselves, we don't need the teachings of the Buddha at all. Even to know that actually there are different realities, but no self. Because they are just the element which just arise by conditions, just to be according to conditions.
Now what do I need to learn? There's no I.
Okay. It was the seeing just a moment ago.
I'm sorry, what?
Was the seeing a moment ago?
Yes.
Where are they now?
Okay, it's gone.
Yes. Hearing, sound, where are they now? Both of them. No sound, no hearing anymore. So where are they now? Is there a sound? But since they has fallen away, never to return, you cannot look for it or try to have it again at all. Impossible. No matter in this world or what world, that which has completely gone can never to return at all.
But why should I learn this?
Because there's hearing and you don't know. You take hearing for self, for I hear. That's why you don't understand the truth, but it's gone completely. From nothing, it's conditioned to arise and then falls away. Something and then nothing again. So what's the use or the benefit of just arise and then fall away all the time? To appear and then disappear, appear and disappear. And you cannot have it again at all, no matter what.
But it's gone, but there's something coming anyway.
So what is you? Which one is you?
I experience the sound, I see
but,
all the
but which one is you? That which has gone and the one that you now see or hear or experience?
They are not me.
So this is your world.
But why do I need to know this? What's the importance?
Because you think that it's you. So the best thing in life is just for you. Try to everything to satisfy the idea of me. Everything. But anyone can die this moment. What's the use or benefit of such thinking, dreaming about that which has gone and never to return? Each moment, each life, no matter yesterday, today, tomorrow, to the end of life, nothing, because one cannot take anything. If it's me, take it with me to next life, and they don't know what is meant by next life. Because without the reality which can experience object, can there be other moment which experience keep on arising and falling by conditions? When there is no you, but there is the wrong understanding taking it from me, each moment, each day, you think about yourself.
Right, but somehow I still think it's I who think. I am thinking.
Because you don't know that thinking has gone completely each moment. New thinking. New moment. Not the previous one. But and why do we have time like morning, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock? It means that when it's three, there's no the rest which has gone. The two, the one. See, completely. Thinking about some people who think that life is so long or permanent, forever, and that who knows that there must be death any moment, and what's the rest before that, before the death moment comes, to just enjoy life, do everything for yourself, or to understand the truth that nothing is left, each moment is gone. But the good deeds, good moment, or the akusala moment, which is better, because you don't see that the harm of akusala is the moment when it arises. See, it harms the person from not craving for anything, and then the craving arises. You cannot stop the craving. You crave, and at moment when there is craving, and the moment which there is no craving at all, which is better?
But if there is no person, no one is harmed.
Yes, but akusala harms, because there is akusala, uncontrollable, it's not you. Akusala is not you. The nature which can harm is akusala, realities. From the moment when it arises, and not just that it has fallen away, what is left in citta, that which experience, sanya, a reality, remember everything with the idea of self, which is no self, when there is no self.
If there is no I, why should I care?
Okay, but when you are sick, you are sick. You are not happy.
But it's just a feeling that does not belong to me.
Do you care for the painful feeling? Or is it all right? How much it's the pain, it's not me, just think like that, or understand that that arises by conditions and it doesn't stay at all. Each moment is gone, but the conditions for that same kind of feeling, condition the same kind of feeling again and again and again. So you think that you have great pain, but actually that's just one moment of great pain. That degree, on and on and on, arising and falling away all the time. Do you cry?
Do I?
Cry.
Yes. there was crying, but it's not me, right?
Okay, now you know that it's not me.
So, So it's what it is.
So now know me.
I'm not sure.
See, because it has to be like this until it does not appear to the highly developed Panya from Pariyatti, the intellectual understanding from hearing. It conditions movement of direct awareness with understanding of our reality, even right now. It can be aware of that which experiences what is seen, because there's something which is seen. But no attention, no awareness of that reality at all. We think and think and think of other things all the time. But when there is more and more understanding developed, it conditions that. That is only thinking, hearing and thinking about whatever appears now, about seeing now, about hearing now, about like or dislike now. Many other realities unknown, like sanya, remember much that which appears, while citta is the chief of experiencing, but the other cetasika performs its function unknown, like feeling now. Each moment citta arises, there must be feeling. We don't know, because it's not hurt, it's not pain, but it's indifferent feeling.
But it's so strange, if there are no person, how could we talk to each other now?
If there is no reality which can experience at all, like trees, table, earth, water, there cannot be anyone at all. Anyone means any experiencing reality, because all of them cannot experience anything. But the characteristics of the reality which arises to experience, you cannot stop that reality to arise, as long as you cannot stop the earth, the water, and anything which arises. The words of the Buddha cannot be changed at all. Seeing cannot be hearing, cannot be thinking. Seeing just arises to see, so fast, unknown. Until there is just little awareness of that which sees is real. It sees now, but it doesn't have shape or form, and it just sees, which means that which appears is known as it is, no word. Like sound, you don't have to say that sound appears because hearing hears it, that is thinking about hearing and sound. But when there is awareness with understanding, it begins to understand the sound as a reality condition appearing and then gone. See, each thing arising and falling away. But no one knows the truth of it. That's why that conditioned the idea of I, he, beings, other beings, dog, cat, fish, but seeing things. We can say, is the seeing? Yes, because we cannot deny that there is no seeing at all. Is that seeing? Yes. Does it arise? Yes. Where is that which sees a moment ago? Not this moment, different moment. That has gone, and this arises as soon as that which has gone conditions to arise. No one can do anything. You cannot make it arise after just the moment seeing ago.
She was going to ask, why is it important to learn Buddhism, to learn Buddha's teaching?
Do you know what is right and what is wrong, what is good, what is not good, what is benefit and what is not benefit? Why do you go to school? Is it better not to go?
No, I prefer to go to school.
Why?
Because like the pressure of the study. Like, because when I'm homeschooling, I don't really have the pressure to, like, I have to get a really high score or...
I don't mean, do you, why do you want to learn, go to school? I mean, what do you want to learn from the school, either at home or at the school? Why do you want to learn this?
Because you just want to know the truth.
And because, like, learn all of that knowledge can help you to get a job in the future.
Because there is you who would like to know, not to not know anything at all. What is better, to go to school or not to go to school? To learn or not to learn? To know or not to know?
To learn.
What is better?
To know it's better.
To know it's better. That's right. To know the truth of this moment is better.
But why to know Buddhism is better? Why not Christian?
What is Christian?
But I don't know more. I don't know enough about these two differences. Why should I choose Buddhism first?
If you don't say Buddhism, if you don't use this word, but any word which helps us to understand the truth of this moment, is it better? Then just talk about that which is not now. What do you prefer? To understand this moment? Or to just believe the words that doesn't tell anything about this moment at all? So we learn to understand whatever appears better than not understand the true nature of that which is now appearing and don't understand anything from birth to death. But when a thing should be known, it's better not to know.
The rest is basically useless.
And what is the best understanding of all subjects? Or what you need or what you want to know better than the other?
The best
knowledge. The best understanding.
Understand the truth of this moment.
Yes. That's why we learn the words that we can understand from that word above now. What is going on now, unknown, but there must be conditions. So we say, this moment, not the last or the previous moment, because they are different. So we say, past moment, present moment, future moments, different moments. So where is the I? The past one, or the present one, or the future one? Each arises and passes away instantly, unknown, in all in one's life. If we have no time to see that, better to understand the truth than just not know anything at all.
But I remember the past. So the past and now, they are all I.
And what? The past is you, was you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where were you now?
I'm now here.
Not that one. Not that one that
no,
has fallen away.
One,
so that which has fallen away, is it that still you or you? It's gone completely. This is truth. So we talk about the truth to understand the truth as it is. And as it is, that it is conditioned to arise. Otherwise, it cannot arise at all. And as soon as it has arisen, it falls away instantly, unknown, in all one's life, if we don't hear the word which can make us think over it and understand the truth of actually that which has condition to arise and fall away, how can that be known? It's gone completely, from moment to moment. Not can stay at all. Not even everything.
Okay. And the person, I was sharing with the person, say, we could not imagine the Buddha's wisdom. It's a you know, it's too, everything's too hard. And he said, if you learn from any subject, you can find that they are all very incredibly high wisdom. So
endless. Endlessly.
Endless, right.
Endlessly.
So if for someone who doesn't really have confidence in Buddhism...
I mean that if the word like, is this moment permanent? We have to know what is permanent or not permanent. We just say, is there, but what is it there? Seeing or hearing or thinking or hardness or softness or whatever. In order to really understand, not just imagine this or that, if. It's hard at moment of touching. Do you have to say, if it's hard, not necessary at all. Because the truth that hardness is real. And it cannot appear if there is no touching. If nothing is experiencing, that cannot be known of its nature as hard. And we don't mind, yesterday is gone. But when Panya is there, understand just one characteristic, there is no any other reality there at all. Imagine just one characteristic. Otherwise it cannot be clear if there are two. So one at a time become clear. That's why there is the word in the Tipitaka, appear well, means as it is, but only to Panya.
Can we say that's Yatha Bhutam, or can we say as it is, Yatha Bhutam?
As it is. Uh-huh. The hardness at the moment it appears. There's no other thing like something around, or sound, or anything, just one at a time. Otherwise, we cannot say that it appears well. But even just one characteristic appears, it does not appear well, as long as there is no understanding of its nature. How can it appear well? So, everyday life, nothing appears well, just gone so fast.
Or if the Panya is still very weak, it can still not appear well, right?
But
the Panya could be there.
Has to be understanding from hearing.
Right.
Otherwise there cannot be other higher understanding later. You have to go to school from kindergarten and then on and on. You cannot go straight to the medical subject.
So when we come to the four factors of entering the stream, the third factor is yoniso manasikara.
Manasikara?
Yeah, yoniso manasikara. The four factor to be enlightened. You meet with the right person, you hear the correct dharma, and then yoniso manasikara.
From the very beginning.
Right. But here, yoniso manasikara, yoniso basically just means kusala, right? But here, if we are talking about the factors for enlightenment, when we say yoniso manasikara, when we translate, do we actually exclusively means wise reflection must be with Panya, not just the normal kusala?
Oh, it depends on what level of understanding it can be. Even intellectual understanding needs yoniso manasikara. You read the same passage from the Tipitaka.
Right.
When it's yoniso manasikara, it considered carefully.
With Panya already.
Certainly
with Panya, right. Okay. But
so,
some people say yoniso just means kusala, not necessarily with Panya.
Because they don't know the yoniso manasikara.
Yoniso manasikara.
Not wise.
Uh-huh.
Like at the moment when... How can there be the benefit of understanding the truth? Yoniso manasikara. I mean, one knows, because there is no understanding, So there are other many akusala, like dislike, lobha, dosa, because of moha. Thinking about a person who understands the truth and the person who does not understand. So much different.
Yeah, the key word is really understanding.
That is the teachings of the enlightenment, right understanding.
Mm. We still have to say right understanding. Understanding is not
wise, it's outward. Right.
Yeah.
After I listen to the Dhamma and I get some clarity about it. So in Taiwan, my parents, like, they usually go to temple whenever they wish to achieve some goal. So they go to the temple. So after I listen to Dhamma, so whenever they want to go to the temple, they invite me. Before, I was very happy to go to the temple. Now I say, oh, I don't want to go. So I will try to tell them it's not necessary to go. Sometimes my dad gets angry to me. My dad gets angry to me. He thinks like I'm making a bad karma right now because I refuse to go to the temple and I don't want them to go to the temple. So sometimes my dad gets furious about me. And my niece, she is like 20. She's 20 years old. She go to Taipei to listen, to join the Dhamma discussion with us for 2 times. So she also has some understanding from the foundation. But she told me like, if Agong Ama, which is my parents, if Agong Ama, they go to the, they are already old. If go to the temple can make them feel secure, make them feel happy, why not just let them go? They didn't do any harmful to other people. Why I have to stop them and make them angry? So I didn't know how to answer.
Why do people go to the temple?
They just want something.
See? Yeah. So it's just more.
Yeah, that's what I tell my dad. You always want something, and then if you go to the temple, if you achieve the goal, it's nothing about the image of the temple. So my dad said, how you say it's just an image? It's a God there. So my dad just get angry to me.
Yeah, because they don't see the value of understanding at all. They just want something to cure, to heal their desire, to satisfy what they would like. Not even know how come to have such, not just by show respect to the picture, to the image, no understanding. That is not right understanding. It's there, it doesn't know anything at all.
It's so difficult for people to believe in that it's just a statue, it's just a stone. Because then they believe something.
Yes, they do not like the right path or right way, right course or right result. They just want the result and believe that it can be successful because of doing such and such. Just pay respect.
So should I just give up because I don't want to make my dad angry as well?
Ask them. If you like to have something, how can you get that? Even if you don't go there, but you work up, something happened by the old karma, just a bit longer, but try to let them be careful to think about what's right and what's wrong, what is useless. Just pay respect. How come to condition such lapa, honor, fortune? That's why many Thai pay respect or worship the bananas tree and many things. the green snake or white snake.
So I should still continue to tell the right thing?
I think that give something for them to think about, to consider. Because people today are not used to think by themselves. They just want the answer. That's all. So they have wrong answer.
Give them something to think.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what they want to give them to think? Like, why do you go there?
I'm not sure.
You ask them, okay.
Do you know what the condition, what you like to have? Do you know condition to get what you like? The cause and the result. If something is done not good, what is the result? See, even ordinary question about cooking or whatever, if it's wrong, can it bring a right result? So from asking from someone you don't know, can the person give you what you like? Or what about doing good deeds, helping the others, and not helping, what is better? Learn to be the good one, instead of not care or mind about goodness at all. And when one helps the other, what one gets from that help, see, even we don't expect at all. But by conditions. And I think it's very, very difficult for those who are not interested in understanding whatever appears. But for some people, as soon as they heard the word seeing is real, they're so excited, just want to understand more. Different accumulations. But we don't feel bad at all, because we understand the cause and the result. No matter one likes to hear or not likes to hear at all. We don't speak to those who reject to hear about what's now. That's why Buddhism is reclining each day, from not study to understand the words of the Buddha. And the highest fact, truth, is no one at all. Everything is just anatta, not anything like we see the image of this or that, because that is thinking. What is seen is gone. But the memory and thinking about the shape and form, the nimitta, keeps on. So now we think about nimitta. We live in the world of nimitta.
Do you know what's nimitta? Okay.
See, every moment is about nimitta. And the truth of it is always unknown until Buddha became enlightened and taught the truth. So we begin to hear different words that we haven't heard before, like no one, no self, no thing. The truth is the truth. If it's there, how can there be old age and death? But since everything is conditioned to be just very short and it falls away, never to return, what we lack now is completely gone and never come back. So the other thing is there instead, and we think that it's the same one, but actually it's not. So we just like that which is no more in life, thinking about that it's permanent, it's there, it's I, it's me, it's everything. That's why it takes quite a long time, years and years, to really understand, and the understanding works its way. Become detached from clinging. It's useless. These words you heard now might be as so much influence in your life, but later, when you understand better and better, it becomes to be object of considering the truth more and more, little by little, until you know that without understanding more and more, the truth cannot reveal itself as it arises, so rapidly falls away. That is the first noble truth, dukkha. It must be better, much better in life if there is nothing, because actually from nothing then it's something and then nothing again. So nothing is better than something and then nothing again. Each word is accumulated until one day it becomes stronger and stronger to see the danger. It takes not just one life. So hearing more and more and more until it can condition direct awareness with understanding. Because this is the same exactly as when the Panya developed. Exactly the same. But the truth reveals itself. It can appear because there is no clinging or attachment to this. So the other reality, the other object can appear, while now they do not appear.
There are more and more people nowadays, they have some kind of disease, like you call it, like a depression. And when this disease gets serious, when they have this disease, they go to the hospital. You know, doctor will prescribe them some medicine to make them, I don't know, to make them feel better or what. Some people who got a very serious depression, they even commit suicide, because recently the Korean superstar just commit suicide because of the depression. So when I see the news, I think, oh, if she can have the chance to listen to Dharma, so she won't have the idea of the clinging to everything is belong to me, she probably would be happier. She probably wouldn't commit suicide. Maybe the outcome will be different. And I'm thinking about committing suicide is kind of killing.
Killing means kill the others.
So why does she kill herself?
Not the others. So you don't harm the others. It's not harming the other. Because killing means harming the others by killing, and this not the other. So you really don't hurt anybody at all, just yourself.
I thought she commit suicide, so that would be very serious.
It's only the strong kilesa. But when you hurt the others, like you, and which doesn't like to die at all, but you kill it. That is killing with intention. But when it's not the others, you do not have anyone at all. Just kill because of strong kilesa, strong tosa. It's not killing. It's not panatipata.
But there's still vipaka in terms of this.
Vipaka is the habits or conditions to kill again, suicide again. But no one hurts.
So Chinese means killing is not anathibar.
So we have to understand the factors to be panadipata. There must be the other being, intention to kill. And you have the virya to do, and the action is done, and that person or that being that you killed died. That is panadipata. Five factors.
Yes.
So the other is not this.
Itself.
Yeah. But the strong kilesas are still there, accumulated. To do it again, as conditioned that once it's done, it has conditioned for the other life again and again and again. That's why for those who are so very suffering, they don't kill. And those who just have not enough reason, like the schoolboy, just hang himself, because the teacher or the friend said just something, they have the accumulation to kill. But it's not harming the other's life. So it doesn't affect as the other karma, that it brings about birth, that it can be the killing, conditioned birth of next life. But to kill oneself is not panadipata.
So
but it is accumulated the habits to do so again.
So the outcome is lesser than panadipata.
It cannot condition the birth, next life, or the other, but it's there as accumulation of strong akusala, strong kilesa. But I think that we cannot judge. But we can know very little about that, because how can we know the deeds in the past, eons and eons ago, which one conditioned this moment? And even the deeds now in this life, we don't know when it is right to condition the result. But the cause must be akusala kamma, condition the akusala vipaka for sure. But we don't know what moment.
So say for Nana, if she tried to study very hard to get past, we're talking about story here. So she wanted to go into the high school she really wanted, and she studied very hard, she might consider the result is the cause and the effect. You might consider if you study hard enough, you may get into the high school you want. But it's actually maybe some karma done in the past, long time ago.
But each karma needs the right cause or condition,
right.
Like assistance.
Assistance.
Yeah, to condition such.
And that study hard is the assistance.
Otherwise, there would be always doubt about this and that. I worked so hard, see, study until late at night. That's why I fail. There are so many, many conditions, the assistant one and the real one, the big cause. But it needs to. Like someone was born very beautiful. And if something is not there, like the contest, how can she be the winner? See? So it may be other factors too, but not all beautiful girls would be like that. It depends on our conditions as well. It's beyond anyone's thinking about it. We don't know the past years and years, this, even last life is not known. And this life would be last life of next life. So when time comes to be next life, we have no idea about this moment. Not even who's who.
So someone who is born with I mean, the form was Banya. The Patisan teaching has Banya, the three root. Doesn't mean that person can listen to the Dharma this life.
It depends on other factors too. Mm-hmm. As it's condition.
Could be a waste, right? Could be a waste.
That's why we can only know when Banya of that degree, like the tranquil meditation, which is so very absorption, that would get the first, the second, the third jhana, and before their condition for such moment arise, mm-hmm. to condition birth in the Brahma world. Oh. If not, mm-hmm. nothing can condition the Brahma birth. So many things, for me, I think that if we think much about it, we don't understand that which is more important.
Okay.
To help one to understand whatever appears. That's why whatever we are thinking about should bring closer to this moment. Otherwise, it cannot be appear well to Panya.
That's a relevant question we were discussing, is how much detail is really necessary for, it depends on each person, right? Some person really need more detail.
Even just some words like, nothing belongs to us, that one that Vilash has completely gone and never to return. The next one is the new one, not the last of the past which we like so much, never the same. And as long as our conditions in this life to life of this life, next life is just like that. So this life is like last life, full of attachment, aversion and everything. It seems like those moments were gone, but the effect of that, which once is there in citta, is there as anusana to condition the new one all the time. Even in this life, we don't care just for one thing. The next thing is coming to life again and again. It's not I, but it's a moment of being attached, conditioned by many conditions, and then go away immediately. And it seems like there is I from birth to death, each moment is gone. What is left is only memory, and memory of concept, and memory of nimitta. So the test is moment of appearing like now, with what is seen. If it's still something, it's not yet the understanding of that which just impinges on the eye and then arises and falls. Only the image is left. From the succession of the arising and falling away. If just only a reality has arisen and fallen away, no concept, no image about what is there. And is it true? It's this moment, it's gone. The sound and the hearing and the thinking, even the seeing. We saw someone come in with the paper and where is the paper, that person now, just passed in and out in life. Where's Hey? See, even you don't see Hey, but the idea of Hey is there.
Thank you.
Because of thinking. If there is only seeing, it cannot be the story of a dog.
Yes.
It's only the color and the nimitta, the shape and form. And this is life from life to life in darkness. We cannot say that it is in light to see things as they are. So it's darker than darkness. Because all around are unknown, ignorance, not knowing the truth. It is there why the three words of the momentarily death, kanika means kana, just a moment, kanika morana. Each moment is like that, even right now, until sammati morana, that we take that body through the cremation press, and that we think that that person died, until the final death, the arahata's death, final, never to be next life and this life. Have you met Kun Santi last life? Have you met Kun Santi last life?
Last life, I think you lost. I think.
You will see Kun Santi only in this life. No more after he died. What is left is only name and story of Vite for this and that person. Did you have that last life?
No.
Last life?
Last life.
None of that.
No.
You didn't have? How did you?
You mean?
Not the same death.
Don't know. But actually,
just
do you
know in reality?
Yes. Because without reality, how can there be what to take from that?
So I only know the reality of the death. That's that. Yeah.
Everything is only different realities.
Yes.
And we name it differently.
This death is because of one karma, and then when the karma expires, the cutie chitta arises. There's another karma.
Do you have new death next life?
Yes.
And you had that last
life? I hope so.
What if someone is born in a heaven? There's no biological father, right? Someone is reborn in the heaven plan.
No parents.
Mm-hmm. But in the hell, no parent either.
Mm-hmm. Snake.
They have parents. A little no.
They don't know anything.
Right.
Once Devadatta was the Buddha's dad, father.
Oh.
Devadatta.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Devadatta, who hurt the Buddha. Devadatta. He was the Buddha's father one time.
Devadatta. One life, Devadatta. Yes.
Used to be Buddha.
Buddha's cousin.
Yeah.
He was Buddha's father in one life.
So we don't know who's who.
Yes.
At all.
I was Hei's dog.
Yeah, something like that. Is Hei good?
Yes, thinking she's good.
But what do you mean good? What does good mean?
What does he do to you that you think that Hei is good?
Yes, like her action, her behavior is like, I like that, or like she's being not noisy, or like...
Make you feel attached to
yes,
her?
Yes.
Like, that's a good...
Yes.
Last life, Hei might be a snake.
Yeah.
or just another dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just temporarily, very temporarily. And in the final truth, it is just for a moment.
But it's not easy to be reborn as a human being once in the animal realm. In the
like Kun Sati said about the turtle in the ocean, the blind turtle.
Have you ever heard this story?
Every 100 years.
Yeah.
And also the scent on the nails. The Buddha talked about the scent on the nails compared to all the scent behind him. That's how rare you can be
reborn to be human again.
Right.
Just one scent.
Yeah.
To be reborn to be human being, except that go to Hawaii pool.
So have confidence in kusala, which will bring only kusala vipaka.
Not only the high school or the university can have confidence in kusala. That's
it. And is riding the elephant kusala?
No.
Is it?
She said no.
Is it akusala kamma?
What is kamma?
Akusala kamma. This is
kamma.
Kamma. Kamma.
Yes.
Not akusala kamma.
It's akusala kamma. It's akusala.
It's akusala, but yes. It's chitta. Akusala chitta, but not a kamma pata. You are not the level of. Of akusala is not high to the degree to produce future results.
And how many kusala moments today?
Maybe I don't have any.
See, but now at moment of understanding. And see the value of understanding the truth is kusala moment. And it is also kusala kamma.
But even riding the elephant, there could be kusala citta in between akusala citta.
Depending on conditions.
Yeah, you may care for the elephant and you want to feed the elephant. And you are thinking about you want to bring the food to the elephant after the riding.
So one can see by appearance whether one gives food to the elephant with attachment or with metta. And who knows better oneself? You know the difference between giving it with attachment or giving it with metta, kindness.
Giving to Hei usually is
attachment.
But when you think that Hei is hungry and you better give him something to live with kindness, not attachment, then it is kusala. But it's so very difficult to see the distinction between the two. That's why we learn to know that by such and such is kusala. And by such and such is akusala, then it can condition moment of understanding what's there. Otherwise, if then we don't hear anything about this at all, how can we know the difference? So the benefit is to realize what is there at that very moment.
Well, maybe today you're feeling fish. Maybe just want to see fish fall. Right. Or that's my meaning. Feeding because of fun.
Yeah.
Want to see
for fun.
So this is not a main
really. And panya knows. That's why we learn to understand what is there in oneself, what we take for I are different realities. Just arise by conditions and in false way. No one can make it different. They cannot stay. Even you want to have it for a long time, it's impossible. So just live with understanding or without understanding, depending on what you have accumulated.
Do you want to ask the gender question? The gender, Cindy. I'm not thinking to ask the question of the gender. We went to the supermarket and then Nana saw a person, and basically I think that's from male to female. My surgery changed. Yeah, that's the. But in terms of reality, the Rupa still male Rupa. I think that's Nana's question. She said that's the first time in her life to see a person. Because of surgery, through surgery, change the gender.
And you know.
No.
And you know who is that.
Speculate. How is speculate?
But the rupa which is changed by Uttu is not the same as when it's changed with Kama. Like in the Buddha's son, a monk changed into a woman by Kama. Different from surgery.
So the rupa conditioned by Uttu are different
from that which is conditioned by Kama.
But conditioned by Kama still the same. Different already. But through surgery conditioned by Kama is still the same.
But you see that through surgery is not every part
right. Of
the body, but through Kama it's different. It changed subtly by Kama. Because the rupa arises and falls away too by this karma still keeping on, and the other karma changing
okay. Instantly,
like from life to death.
Different
so many
seasons.
Things happens if you don't know or heard about that at all. But it's still by conditions to be such different.
But as you see the world, he's a man.
Still not change. Still being there. Because she still recognizes maybe he changed from gender to another one. Right. As long as she still recognizes, that's why he's still being there. Not every part. Yeah. Some parts there, some parts change. Yeah. So there's different assistant karma. That is not real one because it's by surgery. Right.
So the part of the karma is still there to be known, as it's not natural.
Right.
The clinging has to be less and less and less. All five, not only Chitta, but also the Sanya memory. That at this moment is that which knows what. No time to think about it. We think about that which is seen as the story of that thing. We are going back to the house, see? What about Sanya? It remembers. So it conditions such idea. The house is there. And we will go to that. Before even walking to the house, it can be the understanding of that which appears as absolute reality. Hardness, hearing, whatever arises and happens, the understanding condition awareness to that from hearing. The only way to really understanding it is to be aware of it. By conditions again, not I will try to do, to concentrate or to be aware. So it's much more than just difficult. The most difficult in the circle of life and death, not just this life. The wrong memory of something stay permanent. At this moment or any moment. Last life you didn't have hair, and this life you will not have hair.
But there's always the next one. Because the loba is still there.
Even the name, concept, is object of clinging. You know Gundrabha's daughter? Daughter's name?
Roseanne.
Yes, and Nina.
And yes. Nina, the little one, Nina.
Nina, not Van Kolken.
No.
But Nina. Mm-hmm. He named his youngest baby.
Youngest daughter.
Yeah, yeah. Nina. We met them in Hanoi.
You have met Nina.
Right.
And the boy, I don't know the name. The name can be forgotten. But that which you take for Kundrava's youngest boy is there, even you forget about the name. And what is meant by forget? Because sanya arises with each citta. So what is forgetful? It doesn't mean that there is no sanya then, but the vitaka, which touch the other object is there. It doesn't touch that which we are trying to remember.
That's where it confused me, because the concept is never exist. So
the memory of something. The memory of sound.
The memory is there. So you mean
wrong.
The nimitta of that particular memory is not
wrong,
touched.
Wrong sanya. Its sanya arises with each moment. Even while one is fast asleep,
yeah.
It works its way all the time. Just remember, so we know that I felt asleep or I slept for how long. But the pitaka, cetasika, which touch, not contact, not concentrate, focus, but it's that which just touch other thing, rather than sanya. That's why we cannot think about that we would like to think. And we think that I forget, because the vitaka doesn't touch that we would like to think about.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we try to think about Kundrava's youngest son. Vitaka doesn't work its way to that name, but it touches the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, I forget. But actually, sanya arises with each citta. And it is always sanya vipalasa.
Until vipassana. Yeah. Or until the first stage of enlightenment.
Sanya vipalasa. Remember that which is not permanent as permanent. I don't remember, see, because Saka, Vitaka touched the other. So life is beyond control. We try to control to let it touch on this, but it doesn't touch on this. That's the other. It's quite relaxed to know that.
Yeah.
We can never do anything, because actually they are all dharmas which arise and perform their function. Just to perform the function and then pass away. What's the use? To be born, to arise, and then pass away.
One person in Taiwan who went to your discussion last September, last year, and she asked many questions. She seems the one who is confused a lot. But after a few months, one time when she was considering anatta, when we were discussing, and she really cried out, and she felt very much released. Suddenly she appreciated what does anatta mean, and she feels so much released.
It has to be one's own experience and understanding.